In the favorite tapestry of her childhood, a hunting scene, Artemis's quiver and part of her arm were already missing. Ariadne could no longer make out the second dog on the leash. She had her father's library and a few friends among his followers to occupy her, but life in the palace at Knossos was on the whole an empty thing. Sometimes it felt to Ariadne as if her family had drifted out of time right when her brother died. Other people, visiting nobles from other cities, for instance, or even traveling rhapsodes with their gossip, lived at a different speed. They were solid, full of color. They carried life with them. It spilled into the air around them. Ariadne often seemed to herself thin, insubstantial, a ghost.